Oh, fuck.
Yeah, that's even better. We look better now.
Okay.
I don't even have a beer.
Okay.
Because we got a crack.
Let's crack the beers. Let's get started on this wild adventure. Hello, everybody, and welcome to another episode of Not Well. I'm Bobby.
And I'm Jim.
And we are, it's your lucky day. It's a Friday.
This doesn't happen a lot anymore.
It doesn't happen a lot.
It's my first Friday off in weeks.
And we're really excited. Are we cheersing?
Yeah, we should cheers.
Cheers.
Oh, wow.
We're so classy. We're like,
ew. Actually, that's...
Ooh. That's a shrug. Oh, what's the APV on this?
No, it's only 6.5. That's why good. I look. That's why I was looking, because I'm like, that tastes like
tastes
it's
very strong. Tastes
it
like
tastes
I'm gonna
syrupy. It mm-hmm. tastes like it's gonna knock me the fuck out. This one will stick to your teeth. Speaking of, what's that little?
What
thing?
Are you speaking of? The teeth?
What's that little thing there?
I don't know. It probably is a little flake. Well, it could be from my tattoo. It's almost healed. It's so hot. I'm getting another one while we're in New York. That's why I think Sunday, when you want to have Sunday fun day, I might be going having Sunday fun day with just a little.
Oh,
like something little.
Why.
Just something little.
I knew there was some reason.
No. Honestly, the reason is because this last time we had 1 hour of sleep.
That's why I was like,
for me, I'm not
doing a morning, but I don't know if I need to wait till 5, but then I'm like, what's the difference? Because if I get here at 7, it's still light out.
I guess I keep forgetting, too, we're not like on the West Coast either.
we don't get like, any time back.
It's literally an hour, though. The flight's an hour.
It's so, it's that's fine. Why it's like, I'm just going to leave late.
But that's my thing. Is like, I was like, why would I? Okay, so I'll rush back. And then what? I only got 2 hours of sleep. And then I'd go to sleep here and wake up at 5 anyway. So why not just
literally
wake up in the
city?
No,
I know. Like nap or just lay around when I get home. So
we could have lunch in New York. I mean,
that's what I want to do.
Right.
I want to go get a,
it gives us an
get
additional,
you a marinara pizza.
No.
Remember that?
Are we going to see Miz?
Why not? At Arriba.
Let's go cry. Oh my God. Maybe we'll have.
You've got a lot to cry about.
I don't know.
I do. I feel last week I had a moment. I had a moment
really?
Up on my bed.
Tell me about it.
But it was a good moment.
I think you just spit on my mouth.
No, I think it's because you touched my beer thing and then you've been doing
this.
Yeah, you got my beer thing.
Beer cheese.
It's delicious. It's always so good.
Fuck.
I always get an extra.
Oh, like, beer cheese?
For another dollar?
Are you kidding
throw
me?
It on there.
Why does anybody make any other cheese? Why when you're making...
Oh, Gamuts. All of that beer cheese. Okay.
Okay. So, okay. Now, tell me about your moment, though.
So, I was up... in my bedroom after going on a walk, and Penny
sitting
came
up in my room.
Sitting on my, because I just like to lay on my bed.
So do I, without anything happening.
Yep. Yep, for same. No other reason. Matt's like, what are you doing up there? He thinks I'm jerking off.
No,
I'm literally
I do that too.
Laying in the bed under the fan, just laying there, looking on my phone, and just drifting
Hi,
off.
I do that all the time.
Yeah.
Is that
He's
like
always a, like, what are you doing up there, though? I'm like, I'm not sleeping. I'm
not
just,
masturbating.
I'm like,
so
I'm
don't
resting.
Worry.
I'm like, resting. And I get to escape the TV noise. So like,
I think
if
it's
the
what
TV's
it is.
On,
I think
I'm
it's
like,
it's like,
I don't want to hear the TV. I want to sit on my bed.
After work, my favorite thing to do is literally come inside, strip down, and just lay on my bed and be like,
dead.
And then look at my phone.
I immediately change. When I'm going to be home and I know I'm home, I'm changing. I'm in pajamas right away.
Oh, what's the first thing you take off? Shirt or pants?
Good question.
Yeah.
What did I do? I think I did shirt today.
Okay.
Yeah, shirt. Because shirt's not as real as pants. Pants are your actual clothes.
I actually take off pants first. Yeah.
That's weird. You're hiding the belly.
It's the belly.
That's
it's,
a mental
it's my,
thing. I know that's why.
Yeah, it is.
I'm sure it goes back to youth.
Or just my trauma for the past 20 years.
Exactly. Well, yeah, but it started
Well,
early.
It's also, yeah.
I think so.
Yeah. You don't want to be the fat kid at the pool, so. Oh.
Why would you?
Are we playing shirts
Cannonball!
And skins?
So I'm up on my bed. I think we had just gone on a walk. Penny was up there. She was laying next to me. I was just petting her. And I was playing music on the little AirPod mini thing. Mm-hmm. Or whatever that. I don't know what that's called.
The little AirTag.
The Apple playing music thing.
Okay.
Sitting
the
on.
Puck.
The puck. No, bigger than the puck. The sphere.
Sphere.
So then I'm laying there and this song that. I don't know if you've heard the full version or if you've just heard the one or two lines on TikTok, which most people have. This song, Little Life.
Is it the one that's
like, No. No, I'll play. Just
play a clap.
Let me just play a clap. Is it like.
No, you know. Is this one that everybody says, listen to the song and you'll cry?
Oh, is that a thing? I don't know. Because I just did it and I didn't even
but
know.
But everybody,
I don't have TikTok.
Everybody does it at the beginning. But I had never heard the lyrics or anything.
It's really, really moving. Maybe I'm being cheesy.
How would you have me described?
How would you have me described?
With light. With words you think that I'd like.
It's the refrain that we'll get to.
I'm digging it. Found out that I could fight. Would
I take you out tonight? Here we go. A little bit more, a little bit less, a little bit harder than I thought. They said a little bit fine, a little bit stressed. A little bit older than I thought I'd get, but I think I like this little life.
So sweet.
So that's where I was in that mode of, if this is so true, this is hard. It's harder than people said it would be, but I'm pretty older incredible. Than I thought I would be.
Right.
But I think it's great.
I'm like,
I just got to go on a walk. It was nice out. I smelled so many beautiful flowers. The lilacs are in bloom.
It's kind of.
I'm petting my dog on the bed. It's so comfortable. I'm like, yeah, but I think I like this little life.
So here's the thing.
I was crying. I'm not sobbing, but
you're just
like,
kind of. Sometimes you have to have that moment of like,
gratitude.
You just need it. Yeah. No, honestly, because sometimes I'll lay here and I'll go, as I'm getting older, I'll be like, well, I need to really start appreciating just trips and being able to walk down the airplane terminal.
No,
things,
you're
stupid
not
things
in a wheelchair.
Like,
you're not having a walker.
People, one day you could be, I mean.
It's an accident away. You're one catastrophe away from a life changing.
And we all think it's going to be the same thing over and over and over. And at some point it's going to catch you, or at some point something's going to change and you're going to have to react. And that's why life is so.
And you can either fight it or go with it.
The problem with
people try to fight it.
Well, and that's why as you get older, I think the people who make
it. I'm not fighting.
Don't fight. They're just like, well.
So I tell Sabrina all the time, I'm like, we're just flowing. We're just going. I mean, there's no.
You can't stop and you can't go back.
Yeah.
You can only go forward.
That's true.
So don't look back. Look forward. And I was trying to make like a little.
I like that.
Don't look back. Well, I was listening to Taylor Swift. So
there it is. Yep.
And there's the ding.
She's trying to write a song.
She came out with her album today.
Did you have a little crying moment, though? Is that what you in the past couple weeks? Are you in that mood or mode? Or
so what I realized, though, about myself, and I didn't realize it until this past year. So Park City happened. So fun. Really just a fun time. I felt that was my pure self.
I thought you were there, and we do recall there was some developments there as well.
Well, and there was some serotonin, or what's it called, dopamine, if you will.
Dopamine, if you will.
Yes.
So I got home and I went to a complete deep dive spiral, deep dark place, DDP. So then I finally kind of battled back
DDP.
Out. DDP. That's what we used to call it. I'm in a DDP.
Deep dark place. Yeah.
Oh, I better not look fat.
You don't.
Okay, so then you should tag Nina West.
Okay.
So then.
You're in a DDP.
So I was in a DDP. So then I started coming out of the DDP a little bit. Okay, right? So then we go to New York, where I also was able to be my full self because I really let go this last trip. And I was like, oh my God, I get New York. I fucking get it now. It's crazy. You just got to let go.
Yeah.
It's like you got to be, you're kind of scared. But once you get unscared and you're just like, well, fuck it. Like. Okay, let's go ride the subway.
I'm taking three cocks. Well, no, that's the other thing. It is a little bit like take the leap because so are 6-7 million other people. Like, go for it.
Yep.
It's literally like, are you going to be the one?
Right. First
on
of all,
the subway, you're going to be the one.
And if you are, maybe you're special.
Honestly, touched.
Think about that, though. Think about that. If you got shot or something happened to you really bad somewhere, you're kind of unique.
Well, you will be remembered more than most people.
Well, and thank God.
You'll
honestly.
Be in some news stories.
That's when we'll finally make it.
I will never, it's it after I'm dead.
We just bury your ass and call it a day.
I think my niece and nephews will remember me for a little while, and then that's it.
But that's what's crazy about it. So then why does it matter? Nothing matters.
Listen to that song again.
I know, and that's what's making
because
you brought
this
out of me, you fucking bitch.
This whole nothing matters thing is like, yeah, it does matter, though.
No,
I can feel it matters.
When I say nothing matters, I mean it totally matters. But also, it doesn't matter.
The other things they want us to think matter are not important.
Correct.
Their job title.
Correct.
What?
Like, why do I go to a fucking place and sit in a box all day long and go, we got to get some work. We got to get some work. And it's like, what if we all just kind of sat back and decided to help each other out in a way, but not
what if we
use
go
currency?
Live on a farm?
Yeah, like
and
I'm
just
done.
Raise animals and plants and live. It's so true.
It's either I either want to go to New York City or I'm going in an RV across the country. That's the two things that
Both
are going to happen in the next 5 years. I'm telling you, I'm done. I'm ready to pull out of my retirement. I'm ready to stop paying taxes.
What do you got in there? I mean, I've
not a lot. I mean, I got enough that
I don't have a lot.
I don't have
I've
a lot.
I've only worked there 5 years,
but that's the thing. I don't make that great of money. I haven't made that great of money. I didn't contribute.
So you can't
at
put
first.
In a lot,
right?
Yeah.
So I mean, but I'm on track or something.
Okay, then that's because, actually really good. Do you know the percentage?
Because there's like a car that
I
it
can't
shows.
Even. I'd have to Google it, but it's a devastatingly small number.
A lot
of
people,
Americans who are on track.
Well, a lot of people don't. The thing is, though,
and
it's
the thing
like,
is, like,
what
why,
is track
what
though?
Is on
because
track?
Then what happens? Then you yeah. get cancer and die, and then you're right. like, what the fuck was I doing this for?
That's why it's like, okay,
no, I'm done.
I'm glad it's there in the background, but I don't
no.
think about it.
Nope.
Because I told my financial advisor that too. I was like, I'm not thinking about it. I'm not gonna.
You're not gonna make it.
You're like. I tell him I'm glad I'm on track, but I'm not going to think about it every day. I'm not going to wonder how much more could I put in right now.
Oh, no.
Should
I
have saved this? I should skip that trip so that I can save another $2,000.
Because let me tell you, you're going like, to be on your deathbed and be what? Like, why did I have to get an extra $2,000 when I could have been in Peru?
Right. Literally, it's so fucking true.
It's so stupid.
It's like when we were shopping for the hotel for this
exactly.
trip.
Exactly.
The hotel that we got has a rooftop pool, amazing rooms.
Like the best views
the
in the city.
The location is right there.
Yeah,
it's
apparently
like by the Flatiron Building. Like
so
it's right
called
there.
The Nomad.
Yes.
And actually,
yes.
apparently it's like a really cool neighborhood right now. So I'm kind of excited. I didn't even know it, but I was like,
I
we got a deal on Reddit too.
Well, that's why I'm like, yeah.
It would have been 20 something. I mean, it was
no,
still kind of expensive.
Bookie,
but
it was literally
yeah,
$1,000 more.
I know.
Because I was 24.
Because we saved like.
You were like, I got the Sky. I was like, you got that one? And on booking, it's like $2,400, $3,000.
I know.
Yeah. I can't. But that's the point is like, why are we worrying about an extra this or that?
Right. What does it matter? It's going to, you're going to either. It doesn't matter. Nothing matters. And I look at my job too. And like, there's people who don't show up and they don't get in trouble. But yet,
if you think
for 1 second I'm going to call in, I'm so nervous. I don't. And I sit here thinking, why? I do so much. And yet these people over here don't give a flying fuck. And I'm like, it might be better just to be a fucking.
They show up. That's it. And that's really.
So,
I'm not doing anything extra at my work
no
anymore.
More. Yeah, no more.
I've decided. I'm like, I'm out.
I forgot to tell you something.
Mentally, like. I'm just going to do what I need to do. I'm going to get my paycheck.
Get your
and
paycheck
I'm going to live my
home
life.
Because that's every day at 4 o'clock. Bye.
I don't live to work. I work to live. That's
period. Like, I don't want to be your friend. I don't want to go to a meeting after work and go sit at
no,
TGI Fridays.
The meetings
and
are getting out of fucking control.
No
too.
More meetings.
I'm like, oh, another emergency meeting. I'm not doing it. I'm not
another meeting
listening.
That literally it's somebody going,
I'm out.
Okay, let's get started. And it's like,
I'm
we're going to look at these. There's no input you can give. There's nothing you can really learn from it because
it's like
literally a sheet of paper they put in the background. They just talk,
2 hours of question and answering. Then I'm like, okay.
And half those
could we have submitted ahead of time and just gotten a written report?
Half of those people, when they ask questions,
they don't even know what they're asking.
Dumb. So
half of them don't understand.
So they just want to hear their voice.
They're like, well, I'm just trying to figure out.
It's like
you weren't
okay.
listening.
Okay.
Right. It's just so.
Yeah.
So do the bare minimum at work is the answer because it does not matter.
Nothing matters.
That's what I kind of like, though. You get to pick what matters. You can decide that gardening to you and your backyard garden
but
is
that's
the
it.
Most important
right.
thing to you. And you'll put so much love and effort into it. It'll probably become the best garden.
For you.
When you put your energy into something and
you
release it all, it will become great. And other people might notice, but yeah.
Sure. That's
all
what
that matters
about,
is it for you, is it great?
So that's what I've learned about this podcast.
For you.
Actually, there was...
Is this good for you? Yes.
Yes, because I love the creative side of it.
Right.
So it doesn't matter if there's an $1,800 million fucking paycheck at the end or nothing.
No.
It's what I like to do.
Right.
And at first, I wasn't thinking that way.
No, you were trying to... Yes.
I was trying to manifest we were going to make it and we were going to quit our jobs and go live this life. And it's like, okay, well, how about we just sit around and talk shit? Because at the end of the day, it doesn't matter anyway. Nothing fucking matters. So anyway.
Okay.
So this has been another episode of Not Well.
Literally, I'm like, we didn't mean to get that deep, but
we
yeah,
did get very fucking.
Sorry.
That was like, listen,
song,
you're seeing
that
a different
song did it to me.
Yep.
I'm telling you.
Well, and Taylor Swift did it to me today. And,
right.
and there's like a couple. And actually, I'm really excited for the new Billie Eilish album.
Oh,
there was
I
a
know.
Clip.
And compared to Taylor's
door.
Release, she's going to do a really carbon neutral way.
Oh, I didn't know that.
She's
was
not cool. releasing 20 different versions and then a second album and then a CD vinyl.
Do I have like stuff on me?
No, I thought you were telling me.
No.
I panicked.
I panicked because
like,
then you started doing it. I was like, wait, do I have something? Okay.
Well, I think I know why you're doing that.
Oh, bruh. Yes, you were right. Because it's definitely starting to get a little hazy in here. it is 420. Happy 420, everybody. Which I had a whole meltdown about that today.
Is there something hanging from?
No.
Oh,
like
God.
A hairy tongue. Is it a Pam?
It's a Pam. It was a.
She's
Pam.
A shedder.
That's okay. It's gone.
Ooh, we're like a doghouse now. It's so gross.
Amazing how one tiny hair causes that reaction, but three cocks doesn't do a thing. I literally was like, I'm going to throw up.
You're
it's
like,
a, it's a hair. And then it's like, okay, but I'm eating ass
but
on the other days of the week. So it's like,
right.
why did the hair bother me?
It didn't. It shouldn't have.
Okay, so I'm an idiot.
You're a fucking dumbass.
Yeah, you fucking shouldn't have.
You only live once.
I have an activity for us because I was unable to produce results on this on my own. I read something shocking about Neil Patrick Harris.
Oh, no.
Yeah. So apparently, after Amy Winehouse died, Neil Patrick Harris at his Halloween party had a meat designed Amy Winehouse corpse cake. Yes. And there's a picture out there on the internet, but it's damn sure hard to find. So we got to fucking find it because it's being brought up again because there's a new documentary about Amy Winehouse being released. And that comes up, I think, somehow. Or this new documentary brought people to that memory and then they're just sharing it. What are you? Oh, you're actually looking. I can't. We got to take that thing off. The screen protector, by the way. The people are take what thing off? That could be the name of the episode. Amy Winehouse meat cake. Come on. Come on.
Oh, that was it?
Yeah, I found it right away. Duh, babe, Reddit. That is horrifying. I thought it was going to be like a...
That's so bad. Actually, that's not what I pictured. I pictured it made out of meat or icing that looked like meat. So it was a cake that they could eat. Oh, that's so scary. That's so bad.
It's like...
It's really...
I know. I didn't expect that. I thought it was going to be like, is it a cake?
Well, I think it's a meat platter, maybe.
I'm going to throw up. Was it a Halloween party?
Yeah.
I mean, it's creative, but it's kind of morbid.
She had just died. So it was like,
and that's, I mean, gays can be silly that way sometimes. Once they're dead, it doesn't matter.
Woman,
yeah. There's a perfect example.
That documentary. I mean, it's terrible. It's just a trauma filled life. And then, yeah. It's just
and she wasn't even that. I mean, she was traumatized, but like, she kind of traumatized herself too in ways. I'm not blaming her. I'm blaming the drugs.
It was like,
no, I feel like drugs took her over and that was it. Some people can't do drugs.
You escape into drugs. You go from trauma to the drugs to escape the trauma.
But then I'm like, oh, but I'm going to be hungover or I'm going to... See, I have a different brain. My brain's just different.
Well, when you're an alcoholic, you don't get hungover because you're constantly drinking.
Well, you wake
up. So you wake up and you have a headache, but you just drink. And then you don't...
Well, that's like vacation.
I've asked alcoholics that because I was always like, don't you just...
How do you bounce back? I'm going on a trip this weekend.
Don't you feel this just terrible all the time? And they're like... No, I don't feel terrible. I never feel bad. I'm like, they're like, I only feel bad if I stop. I'm like, oh, okay.
Can you imagine drinking a week straight and then being like, I gotta get sober?
Yeah.
That would hurt.
That's called my family vacations.
But no, you're right. No,
literally,
it's true.
No. Last time I went on a family vacation for 7 days, I was like, well,
can't
with
do this
Matt's
anymore.
Family in Myrtle Beach, I was like, no. I think I had 8 beers minimum each day.
You would start at 11.
Noon on through midnight. Wait a minute.
Yeah.
And that's not even 1 hour, so that's why I'm saying at least.
Yeah, like, you're just constantly kind of buzzed. You're just like...
Yeah, it's like, wee!
I love... My favorite thing in the world, and I probably said this before, but my favorite thing in the world is to be drunk as fuck on a beach. When you go with your friends on a beach, and you're all just laying there giggling, and all of a sudden you're all kind of like beer drunk. You're like, oh, fuck.
The beer drunk?
It's fun.
When it's hot out.
Everybody has to pee, and you're like, oh, let's go in the ocean and
pee. We gotta go in the ocean.
And it's like, I heard that you shouldn't do that because apparently a little jellyfish can go in there and sting you. I heard that from my boss. I don't know if it's true. He just wanted
that
to...
That sounds like something you tell your kids not to pee in the pool or the ocean.
I know.
You're like, if you open that pee hole, something's going to climb on in there. Well, there is a river fish or something that does that in the Amazon.
No, but I think in the ocean, there's little...
Oh, God.
It depends on what's happening in the ocean, obviously. I mean, I've peed in the ocean my whole life. I've never had...
I was going to... Well...
Girl, and maybe
is that what that growth is?
Maybe that's the problem.
You got a jellyfish down there?
I'm like, wait, why do I keep seeing a little clear?
Yeah, it's a tentacle coming out of the middle.
Yeah, that's what he's pictured. A little, yeah. Just kidding.
The guys at the Eagle are like, what the fuck?
I'm like, yeah, my dick has
a dick.
That's
his kink.
My dick has a dick.
Aw, that's kind of cute.
That is kind of cute. A shirt that says my dick has a dick?
Yeah. That means you have a lot of dick. You're dealing with a lot of dicks
in your life. There. A lot of dick. Okay, so
you were like getting drunk on the beach.
Yeah, I do.
Well, I'm so ready for Mexico.
I'm just ready for all of our trips. Like,
I know. This is the summer of Bobby and Jim.
I mean, honestly, we're both fairly... I don't have anything in July yet.
I don't even know if I have all of July off.
All of July?
No, I can make it off, I mean.
So maybe we can go to a weekend.
I don't have a schedule yet.
We can do a weekend at a campground or something.
Oh,
like, we can go to Rosa.
Yeah, that's a good idea. Oh, God, yeah. Actually, that's a good idea.
Mm-hmm. Why not?
I just realized in Columbus that there's a lot of twinks that I would definitely fuck, but if I didn't have to see the face. Do you know what I'm saying?
And I agree,
because I've seen some things on the interwebs, on Twitter, where the body's great. ish. I mean, twink. It's twink. The ass is kind of, but it's tiny, so it's easy to get in. You know what I'm saying? Easy to get in. The front's a nice little tiny average twink cock. And I'm like,
I love an average twink cock. It's just a little.
Oh. I know.
My thing is this, and I'm going to ask you.
But then you go up, and then it's like.
Yep. This is what I was talking about yesterday. A bunch of fives. Oh, you have a body? Great. But that face. It's disgusting.
Like, there were four.
Most people are ugly as
Columbus,
fuck.
Columbus.
Everybody I see here is ugly as shit. So, there you go.
There's someone named Nate.
Nate Bate or whatever. I don't even know what the fuck his name is.
It's the perfect example.
No, but I wanted to ask you, is this just me or is, like, older guys, I don't want to be all over their cock. I want them to be all over me. But younger guys, I want to be all over them.
Absolutely.
Is that a thing, though?
For me, it is.
But is that like we were talking about last week where it was like the guy was older guys?
Due to the hierarchies of life, I'm not going to lust after some old man.
Right.
So he better be all over me.
What is? Oh, God, that is wild.
Ageism.
Yeah, but that's not even ageism. It's more natural.
Natural it's order like of life.
Natural.
Well, yeah, I mean, because older people are supposed to take care of
take
the younger
care
ones.
Of you. Yeah. So you're
so
not
like an older man should take care of me, even sexually.
Honestly.
Lick me up and down.
But don't be too needy because some of y'all need to learn how to not keep continuing talking.
I know.
And that's a message from God.
Some of them.
Do your thing.
Yeah.
Stop talking. And don't text me 65,000 times after that I'm so hot.
Very specific.
I'm not actually a fan.
Yeah.
I don't remember this person.
You don't know this person.
Okay, that's why I'm like, I'm going to freak the fuck out.
No. It's just.
I'm going to flip a table.
There's just some people don't know how to handle a hot person hooking up with them. And then maybe they're not as hot, but it was kind of a. It was a moment in time. You're like, oh, you know,
yeah.
Need to get my dick sucked at lunch or whatever. And, but just it's.
Oh my God.
Yeah.
At lunch.
I kind of actually have a secret life lately.
Yeah. I didn't
open up the door.
Why haven't you shared any of this?
What started that conversation? Because I think that was going.
Your naughtiness. Your
no,
recent. Okay. Back before that.
Oh, I was just talking shit. I'll find a place.
Oh yeah, because twinks. We were talking about the
twinkle,
here, and you're like, if you're
yeah. This, so if you're older,
who dad? Which daddy is this? Do I know him?
No,
that's weird.
Yeah,
never seen him.
Nope.
You know.
So I always just show my shit. But
I think I maybe have sent a naughtiness.
I bet you've never sent a hard dick pic.
No.
Yeah, I can see that not happening.
Why would I?
I don't know. You're very flirtatious with it in person.
I just have never. Well, no. The first time I sent a nude was last year. I'd never sent an actual full dick out nude. I've sent ass shots before this.
You're a big ass shot guy,
it's easier.
Side hold.
Yeah.
But no cock shot.
You haven't been giving yours out left and right except for the past year.
No. Baby girl. I used to post my cock on Craigslist.
No, I know that. I mean in your adult life, since you came out.
Oh, yeah. I show my dick all the time. I have private albums. I'm kind of a secret whore, but I like doing it on my own terms. That's what I'm trying to tell you this whole time.
Weird. Okay.
Yeah, it's weird. And then I go in little phases because guys are gross. And then all of a sudden I'm like, ooh, it's hot again. It's weird.
Oh my God.
Oh my God. Am I bisexual? I'm anisexual. What's it called? Asexual.
Yeah.
Antiquated.
You could be asexual.
Speaking of a bunch of asexuals, I came across a TikTok, and I know this might be an old news story, but I have got to show you this situation at hand. Okay? There is a alpha male course that you can sign up for, boys. And
I feel like the guys taking the course are our types.
Well, they totally are. They're like pussies
honest,
in real
yeah,
life, but they're
right,
like hot and they don't know it.
Yeah, but
you've got to see this shit. But they pay $18,000 for 3 days at this boot camp. I swear to God, it's wild.
Here's why. Are you touching me? Are you touching me? Get the fuck off me. Get the fuck off me.
I'm not touching
you. You little bitch.
I'm not touching you.
Fucking bitch.
I mean, this shit is so.
What is this, by the way?
This guy is.
Are these incels?
And actually, apparently, he's not a real.
We're uncomfortable.
Now, can I please just tell? So, oh, yeah, they do this shit too. They like roll in the water.
29, 1, 2, 3, so they want to pretend they're Navy SEALs, but they're like too old and fat to do Navy SEALs.
They're Navy SEALs but like, how little is your cock?
I know.
That you have to scream at 20-year-olds to make them more manly. This was a far right thing too.
No, that's
18,000.
What this is,
8,000.
Instead of joining the military, you're in a paramilitary organization. This is what
it's
they
very
do.
Like you said, the incels. Or, what are those things called that the guys that don't have sex and they're
incel?
I don't think it's an incel. Is it?
Look it up.
You
have TikTok, honey. Type in what's an incel. It's INC.
Is it the one that don't have
incelibate.
Sex?
Incelibate. Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. Or and then like they go like, usually they're the mass shooters.
What is the word, the first word?
I know, that's what I'm saying. There's another word.
Before it, though.
Yeah.
No, there's not another whole other word.
How do you spell incel?
Same phrase. I-N-C-E-L.
That's what I thought, but it doesn't show up.
Involuntary celibacy.
See, it doesn't show up, so that's
involuntary celibacy.
Right, so then they like
they blame
they sign
women
off
other,
women.
They blame society
and gays
of women.
And blacks, and they
not
go after all
fucked.
Of them.
Right.
It's kind of embarrassing because
like,
honestly,
it's like,
look at
is
your
that
cock.
Why you're not getting fucked?
But look at your dick.
Right.
I mean, first of all,
is it even?
We all know that you have a little dick if you're attending these.
Right, I know. It's because
then they all can stand around their little dicks and be like, "Yeah, we're all average." It's like, no, and it doesn't matter that you're not, but you're so fucking. You've glorified your cock. You can't glorify the cock. Put the cock off the pedestal, okay? Your own cock.
You can't glorify the cock.
You can't glorify
Bobby's advice in life.
Don't glorify your own cock because at the end of the day, there's somebody's cock who's better than yours.
Can I tell you something about mustaches?
Yes.
And I'm not saying yours is this. I'm just saying it triggered my thoughts of this.
The little broom woom?
Woom broom. No, but there, I think lips should be visible. That's how I feel about mustaches because some people don't. Not you.
I do, and mine's not even a good mustache. My mustache sucks. I can't. but I'm not gonna be an. Well, now I'm losing weight, I might shave my whole face.
You could be Amish.
Yeah.
That.
Yeah.
What is this?
No. Yeah. I don't like that.
And it always goes down a little bit like that.
How am I supposed to kiss you with
like,
your?
Look at this. It's over the teeth. It's over the teeth.
And he's like, the type of kisser that's gonna be. Like,
and that, so those hairs right there are going in. It's just, it's never trimmed.
Yeah,
ever.
Yours is way trimmed up at the top. You have to make sure your lips are showing, honey.
Because I'm going
to
make out, honey. You got to show off your goods.
I need to shave my neck.
Same. Not tonight, bitch. Tonight doesn't matter.
Tonight's the night.
Tonight's the night.
So, yeah, the incel thing, though. I mean, that's wild to me. I was thinking, like, can I say like anymore? Like, fucking like times?
I'm listening to you. I'm like, honey, it's fully hit him.
No, but I just thought it was so bizarre. You watch these kids who are like, I don't matter in the world. And they go to this fucking camp and their parents pay $8,000 and they roll around in fucking mud and get sprayed by hose water. First of all, it's hose water.
Hose water girl. Actually, what I've been thinking.
Yeah.
Is I have another story.
Oh, I have some stuff too.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Normally you don't, like last week.
No, but I have something I saved. I was doing.
Yeah, I want to see something.
This, like, okay. Video. There was a fucking guy that caught himself on fire outside of the Trump thing today.
Yeah.
Did you see CNN's coverage?
No, that's what I'm like.
It is so unhinged.
Himself. A man has emblazoned himself outside of the courthouse just now. Our cameras are turning right now. A man has now lit himself on fire outside of the courthouse in Manhattan where we are waiting for history to be made. A full jury panel is gone. We are watching a man who is fully emblazoned in the front of the courthouse today.
Fully emblazoned.
Watching multiple fires breaking out around his body and person. We have seen an arm that has been visible that has been engulfed in total flames. There is chaos that is happening. People are wondering right now if people are in danger. I'm looking across the courtyard. There is a man racing to his aid. There's coats coming off to try to put out the fire. We have members of security details. NYPD is rushing to the scene. They're trying to come out. Officers are on the scene. A fire extinguisher is right now present being put on this man.
It's right now present being put on this
man. People are climbing over barricades to try to separate the public to put out the flame on this
man.
He has lit himself out in fire in front of the courthouse right now. We are watching as they're playing. We can smell the air. I can smell the burning of some sort of a flesh. I can smell the burning of some sort of agent being used as an accelerator.
I can smell the burning of.
I smell an actual fire extinguisher having been displayed. I see a person who body appears to be on the ground, being surrounded by officers.
Is this the description for the blind? Is this a description for the blind?
Continues to blaze. We right now have officers removing their coats, trying to surround this person to engulf their body to prevent them from further going into flames. You can smell, I'm sitting here with Evan Perez, you can smell burning flesh, you can smell an accelerant.
Do you know what happened? I feel like what happened is she had a total panic moment and went back to reporting 101, where in class in college,
just say exactly what you're saying.
Man is on the move. I am smelling the flame retardant, and I can smell
a fleshy kind of smell. Like,
it smells like bacon, almost good, like my breakfast burrito, but it doesn't look like a sausage log.
We see a bone sticking out of the flame. It's like, I know. Why are you telling us?
There is an arm that has been visible. It has been fully engulfed in flames. He is emblazoned in flames. The flames are all consuming.
Now people are jumping over barricades around the police to tear off the other people who are trying to save him. It's like
they are removing their coats.
She went into
full panic, reporting 101.
Or she's like, this is my shot. I mean, I've never seen her before. She's like, this is it. She should go work for the, like,
she went into
this is going to be really,
for the blind.
I think she's kind of lesbian. She should work for the WNBA radio.
Okay.
For the Indiana Fever.
I could see that.
Number four comes out, Caitlin Clark. Yeah, she's crossing over the half court line. She's doing a jumble dribble or whatever.
She could be an announcer.
For sure. Hockey, too. She could be into the da-da-da. She was just like, and then he shoots, and then he scores. Like,
but really,
like,
you need to think that was perfect for the blind. And I'm bringing that up because we don't have that. Can you imagine trying to watch the news as a blind person?
No. Well, obviously, you can't watch the news as a blind person, so you have to listen to the news.
But during a live event, you don't get, people could just be like, someone put himself on fire.
We're watching live the
burning of a man put himself on fire.
But you're not
describing a full.
Maybe she has.
That's good.
That is good. I thought it was fuck. I was like, I could close my eyes.
But I was dying laughing because what the fuck? Because
she was very. She didn't need to be like, Nicole.
I think she had a panic.
Nicole. Next time, let's
and I'm
not...
here with Evan Perez. Why was that
Evan
there?
Evan Perez can actually smell the flesh, too. Evan, smell the flesh.
Back to you, Evan.
Evan, flesh. It smells like white flesh. It's like,
do you know the word for meat in German is Fleisch? Like
Fleisch?
Like flesh.
No, but
isn't that
now
gross?
You know. Yeah.
Isn't that gross?
Fleisch? You want some Fleisch?
Fleisch.
Ew.
Fleisch.
You want some Fleisch? I'm still kind of scarred by the Amy Winehouse cake.
I know. I don't want meat ever again. Well, I haven't had meat since 2009.
I don't want meat.
I don't want me.
I have another video, too, that I found.
You're just a fart.
You're just a fart. Lick at my nuts. And then go apart.
Pull them apart.
You are going to fucking die.
I'm not ready.
You're not ready. This is... Oh, my God. Okay.
Young white boy.
I watched this.
I thought they make white people big. What happened to this guy? Let's hope he's big down here as well. Young white boy, how old are you?
20.
Say it again.
20.
Plenty of consent. This white boy came here. And he came here for one reason only, didn't you? Two glorious...
I got kind of hard at work.
Buttons a
actually,
la
that
Peaky
blonde
Blinders,
guy.
My .. hand needle and thread pick stitching. Everywhere on this semi-notched lapel. Check out the peak
sure
of
pink.
My pocket square, undersized flat pockets, fully pick-stitched flat pockets, fully lined flat pockets, overlapping buttons on a fully functional cuff. This very short white boy is absolutely gift-wrapped in my 4D fit. Let me open him up.
I
love
want a short white
opening
boy.
Up little people. That's what he is. That's what you call them in the United States and in the Western world. Little people. Well, let's look at this.
He's
little
not a little person.
He is absolutely gift-wrapped. I mean, absolutely gift-wrapped by 4D fit. And all white people descend upon China for one reason only, a Chinese massage, and nobody gives them a better Chinese massage than me. Little white boy. Are you happy?
Yes.
Thank you.
I don't know what.
Wait.
What did we just?
I actually didn't watch the ending.
Right.
After he started showing the ass, I moved on. I was like, I get it. Oh, weird. Actually, let's.
First of all, your
pants.
Oh, no. I actually was kind of like, oh, that's kind of hot. Not.
I wanted
the whole face thing, too. I was like, oh, that's kind of hot. We just got out of the shower and he's like,
I just want a tiny little white boy.
Oh, that was
18 plus.
Yeah. Well, he was 20.
Yeah.
I want to be able to be sober. and drive.
I'm just, I can't imagine a 20-year-old twink
but
right
what
now.
Was like, what was that? So first of all, that was a guy selling suits, by the way.
For real? Selling
suits? I think it's
the
for
suit
real.
The suit did look good, though.
It did look fucking great.
So I was like, if I, oh, so that's part of the gimmick. You go get a suit and he does that to
I
you.
I think so.
Let's go.
Maybe it's in New York.
Oh, that probably would work is. On me. The one, to, oh, yeah. Choking gets me off.
Oh, you want Chinese massage?
I'm sorry, but when a straight guy grabs me and puts me in his elbow
listen,
like this.
If a straight guy does this right here, just even just like, I'm like.
I know.
I need
over.
You to stop.
So that's, I know.
This right here is so,
oh.
This is so safe for me. If you it's do like, this to me and I'm in a
let
big
me just
panic.
Melt, like.
If I'm in a panic, if you just do this to me, this is for everyone out there, I'll be safe. I'll feel safe. Not that, hard, just like a nice little make sure.
I'm taking my DoxyPep.
So we might have to.
You probably later. Ran out.
No, actually.
Judging by the way you've been at.
No. I mean, I do think I'm in my horror era. Like,
you
we
really?
Did it, we did
actually,
it.
I'm freaking out now because of the other
well, it's visit. A quiet. It's
the
a
extra
quiet.
Extra visits.
Yeah, there's been some extracurriculars. But I also don't want to talk about it because it's kind of like.
Yeah. What?
Sometimes. This is so bad. I really like to be pampered. Sorry, I don't want to do anything to you. I literally don't even want to look at you. I want to lay down butt naked and you rub my entire body with oils and I don't want to talk to you. I don't want to touch your dick. I don't want to do anything. I don't want to rub your – I don't want to do any of that. I want to lay there. You actually stay clothed unless you're hot. Okay.
I know. Stick, yeah.
But even if you're not and you have good hands, that's great. Rub me down and I need you to rub me down. And
play around in the middle
that
parts.
To me
yeah. –
I am so about that. I don't want to fuck you. I don't want to touch you. I don't want to do anything. I'm going to lay here. You fucking handle my body and make me come.
I am that way too. Okay, the reason.
Certain people, though.
Here's where I'm laughing, though, because I've never told anyone this, actually.
Well, okay, here we go.
Not okay. Even Matt. Not even Matt.
Oh.
I actually lost a relationship because I'm such a pillow princess.
I'm not
even
actually
fucking
a fan.
Kidding. I literally got like this guy that I was with. I was obsessed with him. It was one of my uh-oh guys, mm-hmm, like an mm-hmm. uh-oh feeling. And I let him give me a blowjob one night and it was the best blowjob I ever had. And after it was over, I just rolled, decided to kiss him. That was great. And I just laid there. I didn't do anything for him.
Oh my.
And then I think I did that again.
And he left you. Did he say, like, I'm done because you won't?
No, that's not why. Was he like was also phase. Semi-alcoholic at the time and going through things.
Well, wow, that's
which is
weird.
Par for the course.
Wow, it's weird that you decide to find a hot guy that's an alcoholic that's going through some things. Okay.
He had a reason. Okay. He had a reason. He's not.
Well, let me guess. So, okay. Let's,
this
let's
is just... the one where I hooked up with his ex-boyfriend first while they were together. Didn't realize they were together. Then they were in the process of breaking up. I started hooking up with him, my ex-boyfriend.
Okay.
So I kind of while they were not fully broken up, I was hooking
you were sneaking
up with
in,
the one
sneaking
of
out,
them.
And
yes.
Then yeah,
the one I slept in their bed because.
Oh, the truth! Listen, the truth is coming out tonight, ladies and gentlemen. God. This is a special report. I don't know what's happening. What's in the Kool-Aid?
I was such
is it
a,
these like
it's these. It's this IPA
phase two, baby. Nocturnia.
I'm in phase two. So the one night I. I don't need to get the name B. I'm going to give the name
yeah,
B.
Yeah, B. B is always a bad.
B was the guy that I hooked up with. I hooked up with B from a party and had no idea that he even worked where I worked. That's how there was
okay,
a
okay, so it was like
connection.
A very, yeah.
It was a work type event. B then introduced me to his partner.
C.
They'd been together. Yeah. C and B had been together for 7 years, 8 years, like a long
okay.
time. They'd moved to different cities together. That type.
Okay,
it was
so
two
together.
Dogs together
oh,
type thing.
Okay, well.
Yes. And they had a house.
Sounds familiar.
So I find out like a year later, I start hearing from that partner, C. C was telling me okay. about B and their problems and they're breaking up. So I start hanging out with C. But then the hanging out turned into a little more comfort than just a pat on
correct.
The back.
Correct.
I think we were drinking and I was listening a lot. And you know.
And just doing, oh. I'm telling you, I love a good.
And then he's coming into me, and then the making out. And he was real. I mean, he's so good.
You're all about kissing. 12
inch cock.
You gotta be
12 inch.
Whoa, girl! Fuck.
12 inch.
I'm not a fan.
Neither was I. I didn't let that thing even get inside. Didn't even get in. I said I can't because it was also.
I don't like big dicks.
Also,
and I don't
either.
Ow.
Okay. So, but that is the guy. So I go over to the house to hang out with him, and then B
with
comes
C.
home with C.
Okay,
B comes home. They've ended the relationship, and we're
but they're
fighting
still together,
but
like
they're still in the
living,
same house.
Yeah.
So C moves me upstairs to hide in the bedroom. I hide in the bedroom. Like in a crumpled up pile of pillows and blankets. Wow. Like under probably the blanket, on the bed. And he, B did not see me. And then C comes in the room.
Says go.
And we spent the night.
Wait, so B left then?
B slept in the other room. Because they were broken up at that point, but in the same house.
So A, God!
So when I had to get up to pee, I had to be so quiet because he, you know, C is like, B's going to hear you. B's going to know you're here. And I'm like, is he going to kill me? I was like, really thought about that in the middle of the night.
Like, how do I get comfortable
I barely slept. Because I was like, B's going to wake up.
And then B's going to be standing over your morning, pal.
I don't think he ever found out.
Oh, my God.
I'm not kidding. I really don't to this day.
That is so scandaloso.
Actually, yeah.
That's pretty scandalous. That's pretty,
Yeah.
I mean,
and then when me and C fell apart because C was dealing with too much and had just come out of a 9-year relationship and look what we did together. So
you were that guy for him.
For 9 months. And then it was like, not even. It was 5 months. It was so short.
I mean, sometimes you need those short flings, though.
How it started? I just remember how it started. Did I tell you this?
I think so, maybe. I'm like confused. I don't even know what you're talking about.
Really? Okay, well, just I don't think keep B and C as characters in your mind.
Right, no, I am.
Okay.
So C's one you're fucking, but then do you ever hook up with B?
I did.
Oh,
I started with B. B's
right,
how
so
I
B's
found
when
C.
you started.
Yeah, B
okay,
is when
yeah.
I started.
Yeah, yeah. Okay.
So I was friends with B, though, throughout the time they were together. Still, I was friends with them. When they were together, I was friends with both of them.
So when you were laying with C and B was in the other room,
I was still his friend.
Did A, your A or J?
I'm A.
Person A goes home. Did they call person B then and be like, hey, girl, what are you doing tonight while C's still sleeping in the bed that you just sucked his dick?
No, because they were.
Do you know what I'm saying? Like, were you like double timing? Like, oh, you're my.
No, because I went and hooked up with C really quick after the breakup. Right. Really
the next
fast.
Day.
Next month
next
or so.
Hour.
I think I was hanging out with him a month after it happened. He came to me to tell me all the stories and the trauma and
but
how hard it
the,
is.
But then he opened up
and
to
then
you
I
and
started
then your shoulder.
And then the amount of drinking. And then he's on the couch with me and it's like, duh, we're going to make out. I'm a make out queen.
You are. You love it. You like to do this.
The
you,
best.
You try to do the look.
It works every time. 50% of the time it works every time.
I don't want to make out. Like, just suck my dick or just leave me alone.
But I think what I'm saying is at heart, you think I'm a makeout queen and I want to get all involved and I'm a top and all that. And yes, those are all true. But like underneath all of that is I am a pillow princess.
I think that's why
I told that whole story
right.
is because with C, I literally was like, I don't really want to deal with that. It's too big. And
for
I just
me,
don't want to deal with it.
Right.
I'm not doing this.
No.
I'm not doing
what?
This.
What?
It's
what?
Like, no.
And
I couldn't. I could not. Look
well,
at these
no,
teeth.
I can't.
Look
yeah,
at these teeth.
You don't have any. There's no wiggle room.
I can't suck a dick.
I actually hate sucking dicks.
I
but
do too.
In a weird way, I like them when they're like.
Not if it's public. I mean, that doesn't count.
Well,
public. I'll do public anything, honey. I'll public bottom.
Isn't it funny how.
Like, when you were
so
talking about the sling, I was like.
Oh.
Maybe
I would
I'll
do
just
it.
Just try it.
Honestly.
I mean, I would bleed so bad, but I would. Yeah,
I honestly
let's just
thought about it.
It.
I was like, once you get one in, the
I
rest
thought
is...
that even if it tears in the first one, then it's
well,
torn.
I need to. Oh, God. Oh, my God. Oh, my God.
I'm a little torn. This is how I feel.
I know that
Conan
I'm a.
I'm done lying
naked
on
the
floor.
Yeah.
So I think we're both pillow princesses, and we've admitted it.
Well, yeah. Oh, no. I'm fully a pillow. I know that.
You,
I know that.
I don't want to deal with it.
I'm lazy.
No, I am too.
I don't want to fuck.
Do you know how many times Matt has put up with me being like, nope, go back down.
Or I'm like, real quick, and then I'm like, all right.
And then I'm like.
It's bad. It's bad.
He knows. He knows I'm a tired boy.
I think every relationship has their pillow princess in their.
It's necessary.
What's the other word?
He puts in so much hard work.
Harold the hard. Hard
yes.
work Harold.
Hard work Harold.
Hard work Harold or pillow princess. Which one are you?
Pillow princess. Matt is a hard work Harold.
So is Michael. He'll work it and work it and work it until it works. And sometimes it doesn't. And so he'll keep working it.
Oh, and that's also happened.
Hungry, hungry hippos, if you
Matt,
will.
I call Matt hungry, hungry hippo in the bed.
Like
I just called him that last time we had sex. He's a hungry, hungry hippo.
Some people like.
I'm like, fine, go to work.
I don't understand people with cum either. I'm sorry.
I know.
I'm sorry. But I don't want your. No, listen.
No.
There are people that want to keep your cum
no.
on them so they can taste it later.
No.
Or they're like, that's so good. I'm like,
nope.
hi, I just came. So first of all, none of this works for me right now. I just came.
It's over.
Yeah, like I'm done.
Like none of it even. It's not even nothing the body. Like seeing the thought of kissing to me after that.
Ew.
It's like, I think.
Are you done? I cannot even look you in the eye while we're doing. Or actually, I get a little. He comes. I get because I usually come first. I'm always like, I'm just going to go.
Same.
And then I'm like, all right, come on, come on. And I'm like, so then once he comes in, I'm like, ooh, babe, touch my dick. I'll pretend. So it annoys him because he just came. You know what I'm saying? Because I had to play with his, but I already came.
Yeah, but it's
5 minutes late.
I know, and you still have to do this.
It really hurts your wrist at that point, too. You're not motivated. The dopamine's not flowing.
It's over.
It's over. The adrenaline's gone. So you're just like, ow, this really kind of hurts my shoulder.
I had a cramp. Yeah.
Oh, let me tell you.
I've been on the, I'm like.
No, it sucks.
Why do you think you have to keep the sex down to less than 2 times a week?
And this is where I feel like.
Or they're going to take too long to come. That's right.
Oh, yeah. But when they masturbate daily.
You need to let them build it up.
That's. I'm telling you.
I'm not kidding. If
I kind of edge
up,
for 2 weeks.
Yeah, perfect.
That's like my
new
thing.
That's the way to do it.
I like edge
if you come too
all
often,
week, and then in the weekend, I'm just like, oh.
Right.
That's what I do. That's my life. I don't want to come during the week. I don't want to come home and come.
No.
I want to come home and go to bed.
Tell that to Matt.
I need you to do it. Bobby, when you're editing this, go look at the replay of my eyes. I literally just did this.
I know. I was like.
Like, I was looking here, but then I was talking here, and I was like, and then I have a fucking, huh. It was just bizarre. So just.
You've had multiple moments, honey.
I don't want to come home and come.
No.
I want to come home and go to bed. Have I? Am I bad?
No.
I did something bad. Good. But why does it feel so good?
Just so you know, by the way.
Yeah.
I'm trying to, and I don't want to jinx it by telling you, but I think I've realized I'm trying to make slay be the summer's word.
Well, okay.
You know what I mean? It just
sure,
works
slay.
So many times.
Yeah,
slay.
You have been. You're like, slay that nap. I'm like, okay.
And you slayed it.
And I did. I well, oh,
you have an eye boogie in your beard.
Why is this booger following me around?
We call them eye boogies.
Eye bugs. Okay, sundries. Let's just go. What is our sundry this week?
Did I?
Preach.
Did I send you that video of Matt making me change outside for shorts?
No, you didn't tell me about the Jewish guy either.
Oh, should I tell about that?
Or do you want to or no? You don't have to.
I don't
want to
relive it.
Okay, no, we don't have
trauma.
To. We don't have to.
It was so bad. I really thought, I was like, well, this is it. I was like, if he had a knife, it'd be it. He was so upset.
Oh, my God.
Matt took pictures of me last night.
Wow.
Look, how high
look at
I was.
These.
So aww. You and the baby. Oosh.
Remember when I made fun of Nate earlier? That's his picture.
Hi, by the way, but he acts. But that's the thing. You're not at 10. You're not acting like a 10.
I don't have
picture.
AI generated filters on my ass.
What's happening here? Now explain this situation.
So Matt noticed that there was a 30% off American Eagle shorts special on his app or something. I don't really know how he knew. Like, girl, who's getting right? But
gay.
So he starts shopping these. Like, what size are you? You should. Because I was like, I need some new shorts. I was just saying that, like in general. I'm planning to go shopping before my trip.
Clearly, obviously.
Honey.
Honey, you got to go Puerto Vallarta with style.
Right. I have to look like the real Mexican.
Swing, and then you got to swing back for New York, which I want to go shopping. I want shirts like this. I want like representation of our city.
Okay. I like that. We
or
can get
us,
the Columbus
not
eye.
Well. We need some representation.
We'll get Homage Ohio socks.
Work. High socks, baby, for the Eagle or wherever we end up. The Eagle.
We need high socks. Eagle.
Oh, I'm
about
to be a slut. I'm
same.
Scared.
Now that you found that new room. When you described that, I was like,
it's like Wilton Manors, but like, there's lights on. It's not a dark room, and they're not like policing.
Because it's red light, though. It's still dark.
Yeah, it's red light. It's okay. Red light. Red light district.
Oh, that's going to be too much.
I like a red light because it makes everybody look
same.
Cute.
Everyone looks good in red.
You're like, yeah, you're hot. And you
except
out, like,
for that one bathroom in the upstairs.
At New Orleans.
That was,
listen, I don't know if we were at the end of a situation.
I just got like a horror film of that. It was like, oh, I opened the door. Like,
actually,
oh,
that would be a
fuck.
Good. That would be a good scene in a show.
Oh, it's a horror movie. No, I'm telling you.
Because
I
we walked
the
in
door.
And we were like, oh, it's red. And then we looked back and it was like.
There's just a black guy against the wall, a little Asian on the ground.
And you're like.
A white guy getting
everybody's
sucked.
Full of sweat.
But everyone's just like.
Yeah,
staring at when we opened the door, they were like, I know. I
I'm
was
like okay,
I
wrong room, wrong place.
Literally, that. Oh, my.
Yeah, we went to New Orleans this year, by the way. Do you remember that?
Not at all.
We're going to do all the news. New Orleans, New York. What's another new?
New Hampshire.
In the fall?
Oh, that would be pretty.
New Hampshire in the fall.
Oh, I would definitely. I would absolutely do that.
A New Hampshire weekend,
and all those villages fill up for people looking with people looking for the leaves.
Oh, of course, of course.
So,
you already know.
Be
you're
fun
like
people.
Weird.
There.
We can go to.
I have like
New Haven, New Hampshire.
Bobby's like, oh, great! You already have 2 dinner reservations, don't you?
Well, honestly, and that's
and
what,
they're too early.
Listen, there's nothing I hate more right now, and this is my new life, and maybe this is, I've always been like this, but now I'm really fucking done with it. I don't need you to make a reservation, because here's why. I don't like having plans, because what happens to me
This is just an autism trait. We're all like, okay.
Now, okay, this is my sundry. If I have something to do at night, like at 7 o'clock, okay, what always seems to happen is that day, though, we're like, we're going to go do this, this, and then we have reservations at 7. Okay, cool. Well, when we're going and doing this and this, this and this is so much goddamn fun. But in the back of my mind, I'm always thinking, well, fuck, we have to go back. I'm sweating. I got to go back and change. And it's formal.
So
and
it's a process for you.
I don't. But then meanwhile, there's a restaurant right here that's amazing. We met new people. We're giggling and laughing. But we have to go to reservations at the blah, 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 blah. I'm not saying just you. I'm saying in general.
Plans.
People.
Yes, a plan.
I don't like plans on trips, because I feel like the most organic things that happen are when you don't have fucking plans. Think about when we go on trips and we don't have a plan. Seriously. Like, what happens was I tripped on the fucking concrete. Your shoes were being monitored. I fucking had a gay guy that ended up being a psychopath.
I forgot about that guy.
Gay guys at a bar, and you were playing pool like a shithead. And you beat me. These are the things that happen when we don't have plans.
Some of these were plans.
Because when you have plans, though.
I had planned that.
No, you fucking didn't.
Café du Monde was an absolute must.
Okay, but I'm saying like.
Yeah.
Well, okay, you're right. But some that's not really a plan. Like, no, morning plans are fine.
And you planned that gay bar.
Morning plan.
Number
one thing in the day. If you're going to do something and you're going to have a plan with me, let's do it at 9 a.m.
Yeah.
All right, yeah, I'll go get that, and then we're done. That's the plan for the day. Okay, now we can just, let's just go float. And then if you catch me on a good day, I'll get drunk, and then I'll be really a lot of fun.
I know.
But then I'll have
that
to
only happens once every 3 days.
Yeah, honestly, you just need to be ready for me. Well, I'm just going to.
I'm sorry, but New York, we're going all out.
Here's my
it's
thing.
Happening.
Here's my thing here's with you. Thing. Here's my thing with you. I usually worry about what you think, but
I know you're not anymore.
I'm really not.
I feel like this trip, you'll finally see that I really don't care.
You don't care, but you do like the guilt trip, and it pisses me off. But I'll end up. I don't really care anymore. I really don't care about anything. I just don't. So.
But I just the guilt trip because of it works,
right? And that's why you like it. And so then because you're manipulating me because you're a psychopath. But I'm the psychopath who can't handle it. So,
and it's true. I'm like, oh, I guess we'll just go lay around.
Yes, you're trying to reverse psychology, but I know you're doing it every time,
but
so it's
I know
like weird.
I'm like, I still like laying
but
around anyways.
But then I still get guilty, though.
And then
and
I
it
sits
know, like
you're
a
like,
seed. It's a seed.
You know what? You should have gone and just done your.
I'm like, fuck you. I get so mad at him. Like, I can't. That's why you listen.
This trip, though, you're
going to
realize
like solo
we're going to be nuts.
We're like.
This trip.
Oh.
It's two single friends going on an adventure.
Yeah, like, we're literally going to be. I
want to
be like really trendy. I want
to
wear like a little cutoff that says
we're
like,
gonna order some. We have to order online some things because like
614 whore.
Like actually that
is actually
in a cutoff. Yeah, a big loop one.
Yeah, 614 whores.
Oh,
we're
no.
gonna sell these.
Wait, and that's how they remember us at the place at the
right.
Oh,
you
like,
guys
oh, these
the
are the 614
whores.
One can be a crop top, so instead of a harness, we can wear it as a crop top.
Yeah.
That night.
The next, but then we can come up with a couple
we
different
have to
things.
We
like,
don't want to cover our whole body.
Fuck our sea bus, or like,
yeah,
or something.
Come take
stupid.
A ride on the sea bus.
We're not like Christopher Columbus.
We like Latinos.
Come ruin. come ruin me.
We
like,
do.
Come ruin me like Christopher Columbus did.
I want to get monkeypox like Christopher Columbus.
Oh, Christopher. Gave. Oh, fuck. We're immune. We're immune from monkeypox. Monkeypox.
We're immune from monkeypox.
We are immune from monkeypox.
I think it really does decrease it, the risk of like severe illness.
Honestly, I'm really
I'm worried
glad.
About it. I'm really worried.
In New York?
Well, because it broke out again this past like
right,
fall.
Right, but I'm immune.
Are we?
Yeah.
Okay, I think we are.
No, we have.
We got
I
two.
Hope my dogs are okay.
We got two. Oh, yeah. They're just out there.
They're like, outside. Just
in the gunfight.
Yep, they're in the gunfight. Well, good thing they're pit bulls.
They probably have guns. They're
like, fuck you. And then June just eat his shoelaces and Pam will jump on him.
Pam's doing the shooting. June is definitely eating shoelaces.
She's like, it's like, you're not doing anything, bitch. Like, bitch, you're not doing it. Well, of course.
I mean, that's like, that's
I think
what,
they both
that's
are,
why
honestly.
I love her.
Pam does not listen at all.
Does she really not?
She does not listen.
No, she has been. She has not. She didn't jump this much.
No.
This time.
Well,
she didn't jump as
she's
much.
She's getting the shot collar. I'm starting to shock her.
Oh, she already has it?
Yeah, like I haven't put on her yet, but we need to get her off because she jumps on every countertop, jumps on people, off.
Penny's going to be getting one.
Honestly, it's
because
the best
she runs
way.
Across. If we let her out,
she'll run away.
She'll stay by you for 10 minutes in a row while you're picking weeds or be just sitting on the patio,
go.
Just on the
damn
swing. Man. She sees Poppy across the street after even 10 minutes of being calm and relaxed and listening. across the street. I mean, I saw a truck coming down the street the other day, and she just like goes, and I'm like, I about lost my mind. I was so mad. So it's shot collar time.
It's shot collar time. It's time to get, to learn some lessons. You don't run away from us.
And honestly, some humans need them too.
Maybe we should wear shot collars tonight. And if you're being bad, I'll shock you. And if I'm being bad, you shock me.
Oh, I like that idea.
Which is kind of fun.
That could be hot.
That's a fun game. We'll see some other podcasts do it and get 800,000 likes. Because that's what literally is happening in our
that's
world.
Your sundry.
And it's fine.
And that's your sundry.
Well, my sundry was already... What's your sundry? I think yours, that was your sundry.
Yeah, it was.
Which I don't even remember.
Which was it? I was trying to agree to say like, yeah, sure.
And by the way, we're about to go out. This is the beginning of the night, not the end. Good thing we're not drunk.
That's horrifying.
Well, I'm not drunk. You've had a few cocktails, if you will.
Yes, I have.
But for me, I've had an edible, so I'm like a little mix of... I'm a mixture.
I would say... 50,
now I gotta find an outfit too. Like,
girl, you have it. This. Yes, you can. You're it's not gonna short. Be sitting down.
It's too short. Well, anyway, call us 614-721-5336. Subscribe and also comment on anything that we post. Also, you can leave us a review and give us 5 stars.
5 stars.
This has been another episode of Not Well. I am Bobby.
And I am Jim.
Thank you so much for joining us. We will see you next week.
We really will.
We really were.
I was like, I'll be here. You'll be here.
I'm going camping on Friday, Saturday, Sunday.
We're not really going.
No, but we'll be around. I'll be around. Yeah.
Friday, Saturday, Sunday. We're,
yeah, that's next weekend, though. So, yeah. So, next time you talk to me, I'll have that's naked stories. And then you go to Mexico, and then you're going to have your stories.
Oh, my God.
Oh, my God.
Hopefully, we get good ones.
You will.
Yeah, we will.
It always happens. Okay. Goodbye.
Bye. Yeah, that's true. I forget about that.
You always get good stories, bitch. True. Don't ever put yourself down.